This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are voting today. It's Election Day. Many more Americans have already voted. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what's at stake in these midterm elections.
Democrats are in danger of losing the House, which they've held since 2018. Republicans could seize the majority by netting just 5 seats. If they do take control, most, if not all, of President Biden's agenda would be effectively dead the rest of his term, with priorities like abortion access, climate change, and stricter gun control immediately shelved. In the Senate, control either way would be by the slimmest of margins, giving the president some leeway no matter who holds the chamber. Many of his legislative achievements so far have come from bipartisan Senate talks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There are also governor's races in many states and ballot questions on many issues. So when will we know who won and who lost? AP Election Decision Editor Stephen Olmacher says it may be a while.
In many states, we might not be able to call all the winners on election night because it's going to take days to count all of the votes. And if you think about it, it's the states where they have competitive races. It's states like Pennsylvania. It's a state like Arizona. It could be a state like Colorado as well.
We may find out today about Powerball. The record-breaking $1.9 billion Powerball drawing had to be delayed last night because of issues processing sales. Subtropical Storm Nicole is moving toward Florida's Atlantic coastline, expected to make landfall along Florida's coast as a Category 1 hurricane. That would be late Wednesday or early Thursday. Those gas prices are going up. It's $3.80 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up 5 cents in a week. This is AP News. Now to a woman attacked by a shark.
A Southern California swimmer is recounting her encounter with a shark.
I felt a huge, like a really hard hit.
Lynn Jutronich was resting in the water off the coast of Del Mar, California, north of San Diego, on her Friday morning ocean swim.
It hurt and it pushed me up and out of the water.
She tells KJTV.
I saw it clamp on my legs.
And then
it shook once, kind of like a dog, and then it let me go.
Fortunately, Jutronich had a friend swimming with her.
He saw the water agitate. He saw me kind of twist around, and then he saw the fin in the back of the shark.
He helped her back to shore, where lifeguards and emergency crews treated her and rushed her to a hospital. She's being treated for puncture and laceration wounds.
Surprisingly, I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know if I just haven't processed everything yet.
The shark is believed to have been a juvenile white shark known to swim in the waters off the Del Mar shore. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.